Maintenance is, you know, kind of this elusive beast when we're thinking about energy utilization of dairy cattle. Now, in general, we use maintenance in order to describe kind of two things, right? We can either describe something along the lines of fasting heat production. So when an animal is using her own body tissue just to support her life, or we can talk about it in terms of maintenance as this energy stasis, right? So our anabolic and our catabolic processes are in line with each other so that no weight is gained or lost by that animal. Now, maintenance in itself, in my thoughts, is, you know, what is the energy she needs to just keep herself going?
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Adiseo, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Evonik Animal Nutrition, we are sciencing the global food challenge. Virtus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Volac, unlocking ruminant potential through nutritional solutions for a sustainable future.
So hello, everyone. This is Luis Ferreiro, one of the hosts of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt podcast. And today we will continue our discussion with Dr. Addison Carroll, research coordinator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. During our last episode, Addison discussed a lot about the importance of among animal variation and how does that affect dairy nutritionists as well as dairy producers. Today, we'll shift gears a little bit and we'll focus still on energy, but we'll try to understand a little bit more about maintenance. So to start this discussion, Addison, first, thanks again for joining us. And what is maintenance?
Yeah, so maintenance is, you know, kind of this elusive beast when we're thinking about energy utilization of dairy cattle. Now, in general, we use maintenance in order to describe kind of two things, right? We can either describe something along the lines of fasting heat production. So when an animal is using her own body tissue just to support her life, or we can talk about it in terms of maintenance as this energy stasis, right? So our anabolic and our catabolic processes are in line with each other so that no weight is gained or lost by that animal. Now, maintenance in itself, in my thoughts, is, you know, what is the energy she needs to just keep herself going?
Absolutely. And obviously, it's very important because as a dairy nutritionist, we have to account for that when formulating diets. Said that, which changes do we see about maintenance over time, either throughout lactation or what changed with dairy cows over the years?
Yeah, so I think that's a really interesting question. So what we've seen now is that previously and historically, we used 0.08 megcals per unit of metabolic body weight in order to describe the maintenance energy requirements of dairy cattle. Now, recently in the NASEM 2021, what we've observed is that's actually increased to 0.10 megcals per unit of metabolic body weight. And interestingly, the data we collected from this experiment, as well as those collected from Dr. Logan Morris's experiment, actually really back using that increased value.
Yeah, that's very important because, you know, it sounds like a small increase, but it's actually not, right? It's almost 25% if we think about it. And this definitely changes a lot the way we formulate diet, or at least the way we consider energy for those diets. But how do we measure maintenance? Is something that only researchers can do or is something that we can do in any dairy out there?
So it's a little bit more science specific. And so that's because we can do it in a couple different ways. So we can do it in terms of fasting heat production, right? So we put that animal into a 96-hour fast. In those final 23 or 24 hours, you'll collect the heat production of that animal, and it's supposed to represent, you know, the heat from those metabolic processes that are occurring to keep her alive. Another way we can do this that's less kind of scientific and more, you know, potentially producer applicable, I'm not sure if you necessarily could do it on farm, is through this regression type analysis. And once again, Dr. Logan Morris has a really nice figure and explanation of this in his 2021 paper.
Very nice. And what are the implications of maintenance or understanding the maintenance requirements of dairy cows for not only for diet formulation, but to the dairy producers in general?
So last time I talked a little bit about among animal variants. And what we've observed through some regression analysis, as well as through some observations in the field, is that animals can range in their maintenance energy requirements. And this is a substantial amount of energy being lost to maintenance every day, right? So it's about, quite a bit of our heat production is actually from just that maintenance piece alone. So about 40% is from maintenance alone in, say, a lactating Jersey cow.
Adiseo, a global leader in nutritional solutions and the provider of Smartamine M, the best in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production, capture more value from their components, and maintain the lifetime performance of their herds. For more product information and to calculate your return on investment when you balance your feed with amino acids, go to milkpay.com.
So, Addison, this is obviously very interesting, and for sure maintenance plays a major role on how we formulate diets, and obviously there are probably genetic implications out there. But if we think about that, do you think that some of this maintenance variation among cows can help us to understand the data that you discussed during our previous episode, specifically about the among animal variation, as well as some of the methane data?
Yeah, so I think definitely among animal variation and maintenance are together. I think they definitely play a role in one another, in especially when we're talking about things like feed efficiency, right? We think in multiples of maintenance sometimes when we're describing feed efficiency, right? And so in that actual among animal variants, we did a regression type analysis, and sometimes regression type analysis can cause us to have a slightly larger amount of variation just due to some of the assumptions that we make. Now, whenever we look at kind of actual animal data, and we kind of go back historically, it's about 10% among animal variants when we're looking specifically at something like fasting heat production, for example.
And I think that's actually part of the discussion some of the geneticists have, you know, in trying to select smaller animals to reduce a little bit the maintenance requirement, which I'm sad because I do like the big cows. You know, mm-hmm. I try to add that in most of our studies, but absolutely, if there are any impacts there, we certainly should pay attention to those and try to figure out what to do next with that. Said that, thank you very much, Addison, for joining us today again. A lot of great insights for dairy nutritionists and dairy producers out there to think about and better understand energy metabolism of dairy cows. And thank you at home for joining the podcast, and I hope to see you soon.